Tonight's Shir Simin Reish Ches Sivov and Siv Zayin. Sivov Kemach Shel Echod Michamesh Minidog and Shalako. You have flour from one of the five grains and it's cooked, perish Bishlo Harbi. You cook it a lot. The Ervo Bamaim Ubishar Mashkim. Then you mix it in to water or other liquids. Imhoya Ova, if it was thick. Kadesh Ero El Achila. So it's fit to eat with a law or so. And you chew it, perish Litchon or Sobapeh. You grind it in your mouth. Then mevarich boim and mizoynis the brachas boim and mizoynis for achrav and after it's ala michil vim hoya rach, but if it's soft kadesh ro the shtia, so it's fit to drink mevarich olav shahakol the brachas shahakol for achrav brain of fashos and after it's brain of fashos mishne brus of konchav beis the law also lav davka, it's not specific that you have to chew it dafilu im eno of kolkach, even if it's not that thick. Since it's not that soft that you can drink it, it's still mizonis. So mizonis doesn't have to be that it's thick and tough that you have to chew. Even if it's soft, but you have to chew it or swallow it, you eat it, then it's mizonis. It's only if you actually drink it that's shahakol. Sivkonachav gimel shahakol. The kimen shemayim abim alav kol kach. Since there's so much more water. So it's not fit to eat, but rather to drink. It's not called a food. So you make shahakol the way you would on water. Now this is true when you're dealing with flour, because the flour dissolves essentially, and it's bottled in all the water. But if you're going to make a cooked food of some kind of groats, whether it's barley or any other grain, but there are pieces from the five grains. We do it with barley in our land, we do it with oats. If the grains were cut in half, there's a lot of water. And it's basically, you eat it like soup with a spoon. In that case, we don't say that the pieces of grain are bottled to the water. Because there are pieces there. Pieces of grain are not going to be bottled. Flour gets dissolved. Flour will be bottled. Pieces of grain are not going to be bottled in the soup. And you're going to have to make a mezonis. You'll have to make a mezonis on the pieces of grain. However, since there's so much water, it's possible the water is not bottled either. Because really, it's a soup. You basically drink the soup. You don't eat it. So you should make a shahakol on the broth. So this is what you do. You make a shahakol first on the broth. And then you make the mezonis on the pieces of grain. This is a clear Magen Avraham here and a Siman Reish Hei. So basically this means you have a bowl of chicken soup with a few noodles in it. The noodles are not bottled. You got to make mezonis on the noodles. But you have to make a bracha on the soup. It's really soup. So you make the shahakol first on the soup and the mezonis on the noodle second. Because if I make the mezonis first, now I can't make a shahakol anymore. Maybe the shahakol is bottled. If I make a shahakol first, you still have to make the mezonis, because the mezonis is not going to be bottled.
Apply it to like mushroom barley soup also, the same thing?
No, mushroom barley soup is only mezonis.
Only mezonis.
That's for sure, because that's a barley soup, as opposed to a chicken soup with a few pieces of noodle in it. Mishnah Berurah continues. Ubechai Adam Kosev Chayadam writes, Sheyoyse Tov Bezeh, the best thing here is, Levorach Shahakol Dover Acher. Make your shahakol something else. The Yotzi Yisrotim, and have in mind to cover the broth. Now keep in mind, this is only the five grains that will tell you they're not bottled. Al Bashar Amin, but any other type, Kagon, Retzke Groifen, buckwheat groats, Shanasa Bibamai, and you cook a lot of water. She'enu Murim Lachil Rak L'Zup, again, it's a soup, it's not like you eat it with a fork. Mevorach Bracha Ach Shakol, it's just Shahakol. That Groifen is Spout L'Gabe Mayim. In such a case, the buckwheat is going to bottle to the water. It's only a mezonos, a pasta, a noodle, a grain of the five grains that's not bottled. If I used rice, chicken soup with some rice, shahakol. I ignore the rice. The same way I ignore the buckwheat in the soup. Siv Zayin. Hakoisis, perish ha'oichel, someone who chews or eats, esa oiris, rice. Mevorach lo b'rem pri adoma, the brachas adoma, because this isn't cooked. This is the whole rice by itself. V'achav b'nefashos, after it's b'nefashos. V'imbishta, but if you cook the rice, the Ramah adds, ach nesmach, until it gets soft and mushy. Oshet techano, or you grind the rice into flour, v'asem enu pas, and then you bake it into a rice bread. M'varach alav, rei m'nei mezoinis. Then the brach is mezoinis. V'achav b'nefashos, but you only make a b'nefashos afterwards. V'hu shalo yeh m'oiv m'dov acher, and that's provided there's no other ingredients, ela oiv z'vado, it's only the rice flour. But let's say you mix something else into it, and the other thing is the majority. Then you go by the majority. You don't go by the rice. Rice does not dominate the way the five grains do. And if the rice is the minority, it'll be bottled in the combination. You're eating the raw rice kernel. So the bracha is hadama. We have this today for many poskim with rice cakes. They say the rice cake is the actual piece of rice. It was not cooked. The bracha on rice cakes, according to many today, are hadama because of that. By the way, there's wheat cakes also, similar to rice cakes. It's also hadama. There's also it's the word sekam chafei ha'oires. What's oires? Rice. Rice. Doichan is here, is Balashan Ashkenaz. We used to translate doichan as millet. The Yesh Mefarshim Yuchan. Now, there are those who reverse it. And because we're not sure which is rice and which is doichin, which is millet, there are those who are strict and they will not eat cooked rice that's mushy unless they washed first. Or they say shahakol because they're not sure what the bracha is. Ubalechem chamudas kasev the sugi de alma mechunas is the general mahalach is oiris is rice and doichin is hairs. Vechemuch berchei yosef matihuda, that is the halach in berchei yosef matihuda. Vechemetzasi my sevad me anhogis agor, I found this in the Vilna Gaon too. The oiris who rice from varach alei boi min mizaynis. So it seems the Mishnah Berurah is trying to tell us that even though there's a machlokes, we don't worry about the machlokes. We say mizaynis and mice, but I believe minhag chabad is only to eat rice during a meal. Shulchan Aruch Rav said, it's a suffix, what is rice? We don't know what oiris is. Is oiris rice? Is oiris millet? They won't eat rice uncooked unless it's in the meal they wash first. But the rest of us are samech and all these sheets, this Mishnah Berurah brings, that no, oiris is rice, and that's it. We don't have any questions. Mishnah Berurah sevgar mechav vav, ach nesmach, if it's cooked, and the ramo is until it's mushy. Hainu afilu nesmach ketzas, even a little mushy, ay de bishul, because you cook it. Al kashemi dayin shleimim, but whole rice pieces, mevorach b'rei p'yadom, is b'rei p'yadom. Perhaps, even if they remove the whole, like arrow rice, gam kein lo miki shleim, it's not called shalim anymore. When you cook it, it's mezainus. But if you did say berapi adama, mashmash of the yotz bezetz implied that you would be yotz ayin sham. Lamaisa week may mezainus on these cases. Our rice is pearled. If you made adama, you'd be yotz. Mishtaburus of karm chav zayin pass. Let's say I make rice flour and then I take the rice flour and make a bread. I cook it up. Then I make a mezonos. The pas shalom, because the bread from rice flour, o tavshilo, or you cook the rice flour, maspia, it satisfies. V'soyed halev, it supports the heart. K'machamez me'adog, no different than the five grains. But odif mishar minikinis, in this way, it's better than any other legume or bean. V'kamokam lo choshev pas shalom kalechem gom, but it's still not a full bread, shall chamesh me the dog into the five grains, but chamotzi make chamotzi. So we don't do that. There's actually one sheet in the Gemara that it's the same. We don't pass that. According to that sheet in the Gemara, rice is chametz on Pesach. We don't hold that way. We don't pass that. Mishpuris simkan chavtes, barei nefashos rabos. The bracha afterwards is barei nefashos. The birchas amazon, or birch main shalosh, because to bench or to say a main shalosh, einam ela b'chamish minim, only on the five grains, because they're special. So even though when you eat rice, because it's satisfying, because it's nourishing, we will make mezainis. Right. But we're still going to make a brain of fashion when we're done, not an alamicha or a betcha.
And if you make potato bread out of potato flour?
There's always wheat flour in it. There's no such thing as potato flour only. Unless you get a non-gebrox Pesach roll. No. All the cornbread and potato bread, they all have flour in it. It's not pure cornmeal, pure potato.
Pure starch.
Mr. Burr, Sifkan Lav, the Hushaloye Vachulhu. If you make this rice concoction and you want to make a mezonos, it has to be that the rice is the majority. Even though with the other five grains we hold, the el b'sif beis beis, then erev on b'shar meat, if you mix it with something else, afilu hemamiyot, even if the flour of the wheat is a minority, as dina basra, you go by that. Oyves einu choshgach, rice is not that choshen. V'akeinim also tafshal pasa if I make a cooked food or a bread from rice. V'kemach tshraminim heimerov. But there's more cornmeal than there is rice flour. There's more tapioca. It's like a gluten-free bread. All other stuff, there's rice flour, but the rice flour is a minority. You'll end up making the bracha of the majority, which is usually going to be shahakol. Unless you make it by itself. If you make it by itself, then you're going to have the bracha mezonos, the way we're saying. It doesn't have to be only rice. If the majority is rice, that's good enough. Why do I say alone? Nashmin Bewusta tells a chiddush. The feel hach that even when it is rice alone, you don't make a bracha achrona of main shalosh or benching. Ki and berina fashos. Why else you all make berina fashos? Sifkal na beis. But who are rov chulu? If you mix with something else and the other thing is the rov, that takes the bracha. V'chein pasku habi achronim and many achronim paskin like this machabish. I see him points out because there are those who disagree. But la locha, this is the din. We go by the majority. So if there's rice flour, but it's the minority, the bracha is still going to be whatever the other thing is, not the rice.